Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We finished off and completed the chapter on the prohibition of disrespecting one's parents and the prohibition of breaking up family ties. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Birri Asdiqa'il Abi Wal Ummi Wal Aqaribi Wal Zawjati Wa Sa'iri May Yandubu Ikramahu. The chapter on the virtues of maintaining good relationship with the friends of one's parents, maintaining good relationship with the relatives, maintaining good relationship with the person's wife, and all those who one is encouraged to honor. So here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, that Allah ta'ala has commanded us to honor and serve our parents. We did the ayat of Quran that Allah ta'ala orders and commands a person to serve his parents. But after the parents is gone, how does a person still honor his parents? What should he do? Even that is shown to us in our deen. How beautiful our deen is. When our parents are alive, we are shown what to do to them, to honor them. And when they pass away, also we are shown how we should honor them, in which way we can honor them. And like that, how to respect the parents, how to respect the person's teachers, how to respect the person's elders, all that is shown to us in our Mubarak deen. So today we'll just start off with one hadith, and then we'll move on. It's quite a long hadith, and then after that we'll move on. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the finest act of virtue is for a person to maintain good relations with his father's friends. And ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma anna nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal inna abarra albirri ay yasila arrajulu wudda abihi. Now this is the finest act. In other words, the best action you can do after the person's parents passed away is those people that were close to the father, person maintains a good taluk with them, good relationship with them. And if that person is not alive, then that person's children may be alive. Father's friends, children. So still maintain good relationship with them, because his father and my father were good friends. That's how a person thinks. So this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Dinar radiallahu anhu narrates, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, so Hazrat Abdullah ibn Dinar narrates from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu that a Bedouin met him on the road to Makkah Sharif. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu greeted the man, mounted him on a donkey, which he himself used to ride, and gave him a turban which he was wearing on his head. So what had happened? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, who was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he was riding, and on the way, he saw a Bedouin, a villager, a person from the farm. He saw him from the outskirts, he saw this person, what he did. He greeted the man, he mounted him on one donkey, which he himself used to ride. In other words, he had one donkey that he would ride, mounted him on that donkey, and he gave him a turban which he was wearing on his head. He had a turban, took out his turban and gave him. And the people that were Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, they were surprised that so much of respect he's giving to a villager, a person who's from the village. They found this a bit strange. So they told him that may Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Dinar said that we said to him, may Allah Ta'ala keep you righteous. You're a very righteous man. May Allah Ta'ala keep you righteous. These Bedouins are such that they are satisfied with very little. In other words, there was no need for you to do so much. You do a little bit of courteousness, kindness to them, they are very happy. You don't have to go out of your way, put him onto the donkey, take out your turban, put your turban on top of his head, show him so much. Why did you do this? They were asking this question to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu replied and he said, that this man's father was a friend of Umar ibn al-Khattab. In other words, this man's father was a friend of my father. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, his father was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So he's saying that this man's father was a friend of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, my father. And I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the finest act of virtue is for a person to maintain good relationship with his father's friends. We'll continue from him. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. See how sahaba taught. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, that it must be true. That even this person is a villager from the village, he could have done little bit to make him happy. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that the finest of virtue is for a person to maintain good relationship with his father's friends. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing these sunnats alive, bringing the spirit of Islam alive. How often we see people that who knew our parents, who knew our family, we just bypass it and don't give it any consideration. The least we could do is make salam to them, find out how they're doing, and give them du'as and take some du'as from them. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.